Okay. Good morning, everyone. We're going to have fun in the communion class.
All right.
And I get it out. I tell you, the Lord really moved this week. I was on vacation, so I had a little chance to relax and rest, and I needed it. But we'll start at verse 11 in Acts chapter 12. We're picking up where we came down pretty far, but I backtracked a little bit. And this is when Peter was thrown in jail by Herod, and they really wanted to destroy him, just like they did James. They killed James in verse 2. And I wanted to revisit this because I saw something. In verse 11, it says, when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel,
yes,
and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the Jews, of the people of the Jews. So he was delivered out of Herod's hand and out of the expectation of the people and of the Jews. And he realized it after he was walking down the street. It seemed like a dream, but it was true. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now, people, these Christians were pioneering that way. They were learning the things of God. They were learning how to do the things that Jesus once did. Now they're doing it without Peter, because Peter was captured. Mm-hmm. And they're praying. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. We can do things we don't know we can do, from walking on water to raising the dead. There was two people recorded who walked on water. The first one was Jesus, and he did it as a man. He did it like we would do it. He didn't do it because he was more powerful. He did it because he did it as a man by his faith. And then Peter said, if it be you, bid me to come. So Peter walked on water. As long as he watched Jesus, he walked on water. And as long as we look at the Father regarding the Word, receiving his Word, We can do things. We can have water walking faith, so to speak, or mountain moving faith, or whatever we need, even if we're not trained and have the skills for it. As long as we look to the Lord, he'll make the difference. And that was the main lesson in Jesus walking on water. As long as we're looking to the Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And sometimes, you know, Pastor said that sometimes people have faith accidents. They're not skilled, but they press the issue and it works. You know, that's not something they could normally do. It was like an accident, but they did it on purpose. They did it in faith. They didn't know they could do it, and then they do it. Well, I've had situations where things worked out, and I used my faith like I was taught, and it worked. And then I tried to do it again, and it didn't. And so I would ask the Lord, I said, Lord, what's the difference? What's going on? When that, you know, most of the time we talk about the successes we've had, but I had just as many failures. And that's just the way it is. I've had failures and success. I've had success and failures. So that was a time I felt a cold coming on. My throat was already sore. And I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn and practice healing, you know, walking and healing. So I had been studying scriptures on it, and I rebuked the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief, and all the symptoms just vanished, and I felt great again all at once. Well, the second time it happened, I tried to do it, and I went through the process of a cold. It didn't work out. And that were many times the Lord would give me things, and you know, to tell people it would be accurate. And then that, you know, in communing with the Lord, I would believe he told me things, and I found out that they were not true. And so I said, Lord, what if I believe you say something and I tell somebody and it don't work? And this was years ago, and I wanted to know. I said, I can't afford, you know, I don't want to cause somebody to stumble by thinking I'm doing the right thing. That was a great concern to me. And I wrote things down that the Lord would tell me. And I found out it was not true. I brought it back to the Lord. I said, Lord, show me where I missed it. if you don't show me how I missed it, I can cause a lot of problems. I said, and we don't need to do it. I need to be accurate. I need to do your will. And he made it so simple. He said, people get off track. There are three things in the world: lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Those things will cause you to deviate. You can desire something so much that you can believe God said it. And that's why the word said test the spirits, because God is not the only one talking. So whatever I desire, I put it before the Lord and I let him bring it back. Well, he kind of trained me, and I said, Lord, I don't want to tell anybody any words till we clear this up. But he didn't stop giving me words for people, and I found out that they would be accurate. And so whenever I desire something deeply, I needed training. I would go to the Lord about it. I wouldn't just jump in like I would when he gave me a message. I was used to him giving me a message so I could tell. But when it's something I really wanted, I handled it different. And then it was, things started working. You have to be trained. Mm-hmm. The people that were praying, they were young at this. This is like kindergarten. This is like a kindergarten stage. But they prayed him out of jail. And then when it goes on, we have the rights and privileges, but we don't always have the grip we need on it. But we can attain it. So and over time we do. Okay, and when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel who hearkened, named Rhoda, and when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate.
Let me say that Peter and him gave those people a snapshot of prayer. I mean,
yeah.
Either they were going to prayer, every time we read about Peter and him, either they were going to prayer or they were coming back from prayer.
Yeah.
Going or coming.
Yeah, that's
going
true.
Going or coming. Going, and that's all that what those people had to rely on. They watched and seen Peter live.
Yeah.
Peter had a strong prayer life. Mm-hmm. You see, Peter had watched Jesus' prayer life.
Yeah.
And he knew. Because one of the things that Peter asked Jesus, teach us how to heal, teach us how to pray.
Yeah.
Because we see when you come out that prayer closet, you are awesome.
Uh-huh.
A gifted person.
Yeah, that's true. And they had the teachings of Peter and the prayer and the apostles. We can read about what they did, but they couldn't. They had some of the word that we have now, because it was being revealed, and they saw the demonstration. And now, and just like we learn about faith and prayer and everything too, and then it comes down to the point. It comes down to you doing it. You gotta pray somebody out of jail. You gotta pray for somebody's healing. Pray for a situation. And this was where they were young, but they did it. So in verse 15, and they said to her, "Thou art mad." But she constrainedly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." Their mind just won't let go, but their heart had the faith to get him out of jail. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. They broke through. There are times where I broke through. Whatever was the situation, on the barrier side, before I broke through, it looked huge, like a big mountain. But then you break through and you realize how easy it is. And you know that God was with you from the time you first believed throughout the whole duration till you break through. Well, something happens to you when you break through in a situation. You have a skill that you didn't have before. You see what it's like to win. And the best thing to do is continue in that area. of strength. You're strong in that area. You begin to be strong. Your faith is stoked in that area. Don't let the fire go out. And so the times that when I would succeed and then fail, I would go back and think about what made the difference. Over time, I saw that a healthy study of the Word of God makes the difference. In those days, I studied scriptures I needed to get me out of trouble. And that time it worked. And other times, you know, I didn't have a strong study habit. That this is communion. Studying the Word of God is looking at Him. That's a form of looking to the Lord. When the Word gets in you, Christ forms in you, and you become stronger and stronger. When you go in God's presence in prayer and worship and praise, you have a visual of who He is, and He's formed in you even through that. And sometimes you can notice how God feels about things. You can notice things about the Lord when you're in His presence. That's communion. That's the power. This is the power of communion. Now, we enjoy healing, but sometimes I'll come to the church to maybe do a broadcast with Pastor, and sometimes I'll work on the van, and sometimes he's doing his church things, and sometimes he's training, listening to the scriptures, healing scriptures. He'll listen to those healing scriptures. If you ever ride somewhere with him, you might hear Kenneth Hagin reciting those healing scriptures. He's training. Strong training helps you have strong faith in the area that you're strong. This is communion. And when some things that the Lord helped me with as I commune with Him, authority was one. I always had success with authority because of the things the Lord said and the things I learned from Kenneth Hagin. But when the Lord said, when you tell Satan he's got to go, he's got to go. And his voice was louder and louder. He said it three times. It just sat with me. It never was a problem. But other areas I had to train. And the kind of training I do now is towards what God wants me, you know, the assignments He have. I train in that area. But whatever area we train at, that's where we're going to have the greatest success. And they were doing it. They just had to get used to it. And sometimes people break through, then they relax. Well, if you break through, continue to do it. You know, there was a healing teacher. He said as long as he had revivals, he was growing in the ministry. Then something happened. There was a gap of time before his next tent revival, and it was like he was rusty. So continuing in the Word of God helps too. Let's see. We'll pick up at verse 16 next week, like we did last week. But, you know, I thought about how sometimes people break through and then they stall. But we can, whatever we break through doing, continue. Keep it going. The body needs. Okay. Any questions while we turn?
That's important. We don't continue. That's the reason why we don't see constant victory. Mm-hmm. We get a one-time victory, we wonder why he can't repeat it. Mm-hmm. It's because we don't continue training, can't continue in the Word. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why Jesus said, He says, if you continue in my Word, mm-hmm. then you will know the truth, and yeah. the truth shall make you free. Mm-hmm. But if you don't continue, you know, He said that to the Jews that believed Him. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't continue in His Word, they turned on Him.
Yeah.
A few sentences later, you've got to continue in His Word. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Pastor Jim did. You got to get into the scriptures and stay in them.
Yeah, it works that way.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
And then we're not just trying to live. We're like Nehemiah. We got to live and thrive, and then fight a crazy enemy. There used to be an angel, and I don't like to give Satan credit, but he was an angel that saw God's face, and he knows how to target us. But as we look to the Lord and pay attention to Him, we'll receive all the information we need to not only defeat Him, but understand how to defeat Him. I learned a lot just fighting Him. I saw some of His moves and tactics and how He works, and I pay attention. And then it works in the next go around, you know. But still, looking to the Lord is the key. And that's the power of us communing with Him. And I love it. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11 and 24. And this is Jesus. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." He legally paid for our opportunities of victory. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And I thank the Lord for all of his sacrifice, all that he's done for us. We have legal victory. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for mightily moving in and throughout your people. Help us to go forward doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.